We have been setting the atmosphere about miracles. We have been talking about it. We have been praying about it. We've been even praising about it in advance. We've been talking about miracles. Faith has to be effective. And an effective, in order for faith to be super effective, it must have a corresponding action. So with all this talking and all this expectation, it's time to see what our God can do. I still believe miracles. I still believe that God can open the blinded eye. I still believe that the lame can walk. I still believe there's nothing God can't do because I have seen him do it. Matter of fact, let me prophesy right now, and I can see God moving on your behalf. I can see God moving on your behalf because concerning you, now and your next, you will see it. Because concerning you, now, your presence, and your next, you will see it. I am convinced more and more that God wants to show himself to be the God of the omnipresent. He wants to show himself to be to you, to be the omniscient God. He wishes for you to see him as omnipotent. See again. God wants you to see him this way. He wants you to see him as omnipresent. He wants you to see him as omniscient. He wants you to see him as God of all power, omnipotent. He wants you to see this. But before you and I can see it, we must sight it. See, sight starts on the inside, and sight is not connected to what your eyes see. Sight is connected to an inner dwelling. Seeing is connected to what your eyes see, but sight on the inside is connected to an inner dwelling. And it's out of this inner dwelling, oh glory, as I'm integrating that the faith that your visions and your dreams become your vision, your dreams become birth and birth to be reality. I'll say it again. It's out of the insight of this inner dwelling that your dreams and your visions are online, are on purpose, are on destiny moment to be birthed so you can see it. Can I take a minute to address, oh my God, can I take a minute to address this for you? Is that we must find ourselves developing an inner experience. Thank you, Jesus. That every time that something goes on the outside, I can find myself in the secret place of the Most High that's in myself. Oh, I can find myself in the secret place of the Most High that's in myself that I'll be able to be able to go into when everything else around me goes awry, when everything else around me goes unstable, when everything around me seems to be shaken. That's why I oftentimes lean on the old hymns that on Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. See, within a secret place, in the secret place, in him he live, and in him he moves, and in him I have my being. On the inside of the secret place, I can tap into, in him I live, and in him I move, and in him I have my being. In the inside of me, the song says, the inside of me, there is a song that sings all day long. It sings of the glory. It sings of the praise. It sings of the magnitude of Jesus. On the inside of me. Because on the inside of me, there's a dwelling place that he can come and sit here. He can come and dwell. He can come and have his inhabitation because there is a place, glory to God, that will allow me to sight what I'm seeing. There's a place that will allow me to birth vision. There's a place that allowed me to birth dreams. There are a place that would allow me to birth who I am and is on the inside dwelling. Can I say here in the text today, and on the inside there is a light of the world that lives on the inside. Can I say that to you? On your inside there should be a light of the world. I'm very familiar with the song that says, the light of the world, bright light shining in a very dark place. The light of the world. We need the light of the world on your inside. In the text today, in Matthew 8 and 22, we find Jesus fulfilling the word that was spoken over his life after Jesus had came from the wilderness. Jesus spoke his assignment. He said, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the liberty to the captive and recovering sight to the blind and to release the oppressed. So when Jesus was on his way to the village of Bethesda, Jesus was healing the blind man. It was nothing new. It was a part of his package already. And as Jesus entered into this village of Bethesda, a crowd of people brought the blind man to see Jesus and to see if Jesus would heal them. Obviously, the crowd of people, the villagers, did not know who Jesus was. I have a question. My first question is, why, when the news of Jesus come to your village, that they decide to go get a blind man? Was it that he was so important to the village that they had to go get him? Were they so concerned about his conditions that they wanted to see Jesus heal him because he was so bad off? Or I have another question. Why in the world, if I hear Jesus coming to my village, why am I so concerned about everybody else when I really need Jesus to heal me? Can I say that for a minute? I know my brothers and sisters need God. I know that. But if Jesus heals me, he gonna put enough on me that I can go get them and bring them to where he is. But they were so concerned with this one particular blind man. Like I said, maybe the Bible didn't tell us, but maybe through cognitive thinking, maybe he could have been somebody very important. But when they got there, all they wanted to do was say, Jesus, heal him. They didn't want to say, can we give you some water? Do you want anything to eat? They didn't want to worship him. They didn't want to think about that. All they thought about is, I have heard what you can do, and I want to see what you can do. Not saying, I have heard what you can do, but will you do that for me? Most times, brothers and sisters, people come to church, and they only come to church because they've heard what he can do, but they have never seen him do it for themselves. They only come because they heard he can do. And some are not even expecting him to do. Can I tell you, this has been a misnomer in the church, because you're only going to get, and I'm going to keep saying this because he will not let me stop saying it. You're only going to get the what? The God you expect. So they were expecting a miracle God. They were not expecting a healing Jesus. They were only expecting a miracle for one. Why would Jesus come to the village and only create a miracle for one when he comes to heal everybody in the place? But they only wanted to see him do one. But Jesus knew the crowd. He understood their attentions. He understood what they were trying to do. He understood their questions. But while they were talking to him, Jesus grabbed the man by the hand. This blows my mind. Because they all rush to see what he would do. But Jesus recognized, I cannot do the work of God in this atmosphere. So Jesus took the man by the hand. Now, what happened to the rest of the people? Have you ever thought about that? What happened to the rest of the people? Jesus grabbed the man by the hand, took him outside the village. And when he took him outside the village, the first thing Jesus did was spit in the man's eyes. And when he spit in the man's eyes, I'm sure the man was like, wait a minute, I'm already blind. Now you finna abuse me? I'm already blind. Now you finna embarrass me? I'm already blind. But now you finna spit on me? But can I ask you a question? Can Jesus lead you by the hand, take you to a place, and embarrass you? Can Jesus lead you by the hand, take you to a place, and embarrass you to bless you? Oh, He took the man outside the village and in front of nobody, he spit in it and then touched the man. When he touched the man, he asked the man, "What do you see?" But the man didn't understand that while he was being led by the hand of Jesus, he was walking in prophetic utterance. Because he says, the Bible says in Psalms that he leadeth me beside the still water. The Bible calls Jesus what? The still water. And when Jesus took the man by the hand, he was leading, he was putting him in the word, Jesus. He was putting the blind man in the word. He took him by the hand. In other words, now we're connected. So what was in, oh my God, now I'm going to connect you to this word. He took the man and then he led him into this revelation. Jesus, he led him, oh my God, he led the man by the hand. In other words, now I'm leading you to a direction that you was not going before. I'm taking you to a spot where you're not going for. I'm going to take you to an empty place. And in the empty place, I'm going to put DNA on you. I'm going to put my DNA on you. My brothers and sisters, you may wonder why God's leading you by the hand to go a certain direction when nobody else is there. He's saying the reason why I'm leading you by the hand, because I'm for the poor by DNA on you. And when I pour my DNA on you, it may not be like you expected. Because when I pour according to your need. I pour according to what you need me to do. So what God would do is Jesus would say here. What Jesus would do is say, I'll lead you by the hand. And while I'm leading you by the hand. First of all, the blind man was used to, he was used to people leading him by the hand. But this time he took the hand of the man of Galilee. He took the hand of the man. He took the, oh, remember in the Psalms it says, he says here, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He took the rod, oh my God, and the staff is what? They lead the sheep. So he was experiencing the word wrapped in flesh. I wish you could see what I see. When the blind man with Jesus, he was experiencing the word wrapped in flesh. And everything Jesus was doing to him was according to his word. He led the man by the hand outside. Then he touched, then he poured his DNA on him. And when he poured his DNA on him, the blind man said something that was so powerful. He said, oh, I see men like trees. What he said was, what he was really was saying is, I see men like your word says men should be. God took Jesus, a blind man, took him outside, poured his DNA on him. And then asked the man, what do you see? And because the man was not ready for revelation, because the man was not ready for what Jesus was about to do to him, when Jesus asked him, what do you see? He should have said, I see what you see. And if he would have told God, I see what you see, he would have got the revelation of men looking like trees. But because he said, but his word aligned itself with the word of God. Because the Bible says, we shall be trees planted beside the still water. When Jesus took that man out of the village, he planted him beside himself. And when he planted him beside himself, he began to see like Jesus see. I want to say something. I'm going home. I want to see in my life, I want to see like Jesus see. I want to touch like Jesus touch. I want to hear like Jesus hear. But then I want to heal like Jesus healed. And I want to lay my hands and do what Jesus did, for he can get the glory. Because here's this blind man. He said, oh, Jesus, your word in my life is so strong. Your DNA in my life is so strong. Your DNA is so strong that I can't even filter it out. You know why? There was no dispensation of the Holy Ghost to help him see it. Because if Jesus would have came to him after the Holy Ghost had came, he'll have been able to recognize. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, I want to say this to you. Your next pour, the pour that God's getting ready to pour on you, and the reason why I'm going down this alley, and the reason why I'm going down here, the pour in which God is getting ready to pour on you is going to release you in such a way. You're not going to be able to handle it. You're going to say, oh, I'm starting to see like he sees, and I'm starting to hear like he hears. Because when Jesus began to pour on you his DNA, you'll begin to see like him. And this blind man began to see like him. But because he was not revelated as of yet, because the blind man did not have the dispensation of the Holy Ghost, he could not comprehend through his natural mind what he was seeing, because there was no word in his life. If there was word in the blind man's life, the blind man would have been able to attach himself to the word. But so he said, Lord, can you touch me again? And my brothers and sisters, this is where I park my car, where I park this message at. Is there time in your life when God wanted to show you something bigger and greater and you couldn't handle it? And it failed on you and it seemed as though nothing would work out for you. Can I tell you that you can go back and say, God, touch me again. Because I want to see it again. Put me at a level where I can build myself in order to get to where you at. Because God, if you touch me again, I'll be able to see on a level. The Bible says, and the man saw clearly. What the Bible said is that he saw clearly on the natural level. But if I was the blind man, I would have asked Jesus, give me something deeper. Because you healed me by pouring your DNA on me. But now can I have something that's on the inside of me that will help me balance what I see? Because Jesus wants you to see it again. He wants you to, oh my God, my brothers and my sisters, he wants you to see it again. He wants your bad marriage to be seen again. He wants your dreams to be seen again. He wants your life to be seen again. He wants your blessing to be seen again. He wants you to walk in grace to be seen again. He wants your life, glory to God, to be seen again. I need you to tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, he needs you to see it again. And whatever your again is, I'll dare you to put it in the atmosphere. Whatever your again is, I'll dare you to say, I want to see it. I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, he wants you. He needs you. You must see it again. And if you see it, you got to know things are getting ready to change. If you see it, you got to know that God has more for you. If you see it, hallelujah. When Jesus asked the blind man, what do you see? And the blind man said, I see men like trees. What is a tree? A tree is fruitful. A tree multiplies. A tree gives finances. He was operating on a God-sight level, but he couldn't handle it. But I'm saying, Lord, while I got the Holy Ghost, I'm saying, Lord, let me see men like trees. I need to see it, because if I see it, I'll be able to receive it. Tell your neighbor for the very last time, neighbor, get them real good. Grab them real good. Get a note in your throat and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, see it again. I want you to go grab somebody. I want you to go grab a praiser or a worshiper in your room and tell that praiser, tell that worshiper, get a note in your throat, get real preaching, and say, see it again, see it again, deliver me again, heal me again, push me again, intercede for me again, hold me again, love me again, Give me again. Share me again. Care for me again. Enable me again. Empower me again. Again, Lord, let me see it. Let me see it. I gotta see it. I gotta have it. Whoa, whoa. Tell your neighbor, I feel like preaching now. I feel like lifting him. I feel like giving him glory. I feel like telling him, to God be the glory for all the things you've done. I feel like telling him one more time, to God be the glory for all the things he has done. Heal me again. Deliver me again. Feel me again. I gotta see it. I gotta know it. I gotta touch it. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. My soul says yes. That's why before I go, I gotta ask one question. Will you give? Got another yes to see it again. Yes, God, I wanna see it again. Yes, God, I wanna be delivered again. Yes, God, I wanna be whole again. Yes, God, I wanna be rich again. Yes, God, I wanna invest in you again. Yes, God, my soul, oh, my soul, oh. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Miracle again. Sign again. Wonder again. Healing again. Blind eyes again. Lame walking again. Captive free again. Blind eyes open. Lame walking. The dumb talking. Again, Lord. Miracle. Sign. Wonder again. 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 Hey, miracle, sign, wonder again. Miracle, sign, wonder again. Hey, miracle, sign, wonder. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Miracle, sign, wonder again. Hey, yeah, yeah. Miracle, sign, wonder again. Miracle, sign, wonder again. Miracle, sign, wonder again. For he moved mountains. You caused walls to fall. With your power, you do miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And I'm standing here only because you made a way. Miracle, sign, wonder. Miracle, sign, wonder. Miracle, sign, wonder. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. With your power, you do miracles. Yes, you do. There is nothing that's impossible. And I'm standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. When my back was against the wall and it looks as though it was over, you made a way. And I'm standing here only because you made a way.
Brothers and sisters, I am so passionate about seeing the miracle of Jesus in your life. I'll say it again. I am so passionate about seeing the miracle of Jesus in your life. You need the expression of sign and wonder. And I believe with everything I have in my heart, I'm praying for you even now. I'm interceding for you. My heart is praying for you. Because I want you to experience. We need you to. He needs you to. In the message, God said this. He said, I need you to experience. I need you to experience me as omnipresent. He needs you to experience him as omnipotent. He needs you to experience his omnipresent. He wants to do miracle. Sign in your life. And he's capable of doing that for you. And I'm going to tell you right now, in the name of Jesus, is that if you allow God to be who he wants to be in your life and what he wants to be in your life, you'll find out he's all power. And my brothers and sisters, even now, I want to offer salvation to you. If this is your very time coming on our broadcast, your very time being here, I want to offer salvation to you. Because he wants you to see again. He wants you to see it again. You got to see it again. For this is going to take you to your future, to your next. So pray with me if you can. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I exchange my life for yours. I take on you. And I exchange you for me. I don't want me no more. I want only what you want for me. I give you my life. I turn myself over. Arrest me, Holy Spirit. And I never want to be made free from you, ever. I am saved by faith. Come on, say it. I am saved by faith. In Jesus' name, I accept God as my personal Savior. And if you have said that prayer with us, please contact us on any of our platforms, and we will get in touch with you and give you steps and pointers to enhance your Christian walk. But also, we want you to connect with us. If you don't have a pastor, I'll be glad to be your pastor. Matter of fact, we're going to have a joining day service because we have so many online people have joined with us, and we're so glad, Jana and Sanja, I'm so proud. I'm so proud to be the pastor of the Place of Promise, because the alabaster box is getting ready to be broken. And you don't know the cost of the oil.